You made the right choice. Well done. Good on you. You've got good taste in radio. And probably in other things as well. But right now, Wednesday, with a coffee in hand, our legal eagle, Mr. Gavin Steinhobel, attorney at law, the man from Kloppers Inc., is in the house for a regular Wednesday catch-up and a bit of a ramble. And Gavin, thanks for bringing the coffee.
Yeah, good. Well, yeah, this time they remembered.
Gavin's
2 weeks in a row now. I've found it on the counter on my way out. There we go.
The right barista was in town today.
So we've been a little bit off tone the last 2 weeks is because we didn't get our coffee.
No, I think the tone's been good the last few weeks.
It has been.
It's been nice and buoyant and positive. And I think if we continue surfing that wave, positive news, I'm looking for it all the time, and I see that the government has decided to keep some relief flowing, the fuel levy continuing to be held back for another month, just to provide a little extra breathing room.
Yeah, I think everybody's having a look at the situation in the Middle East. I don't know if you saw, but the United Arab Emirates are leaving OPEC.
Yo.
And so that'll sort of have big repercussions for that cartel, because they've also been setting the prices by colluding with each other.
For decades.
Yeah, and one of the members of that cartel is Iran. So, you know, they lobbed some bombs at UAE, so UAE's a bit unhappy about that. And then another, you know, OPEC Plus includes Russia, and that's also a bit of a pariah at the moment. So I think also that's also an indicator that the whole fuel thing is going to look very, very different after this. And I think the game that's being played by the Americans in terms of just cutting off Iran in terms of their oil revenues is going to yield a result. It's undoubtable, and they've got the resolve. And after that, that'll just sort of the whole fuel thing will sort itself out. I think it's short term pain for long term gain. But yeah, I think if you look at the markets, nobody seems to be too too put off by these developments, and this, you know, the market seems to be holding. So obviously, there are people in the know that go, well, this isn't going to last much longer.
Well, we just keep tabs on the matter day by day, and take anything with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, well, that's a bit of good news, and I mean the fuel is pivotal. It translates into everything you buy, because everything at some stage is transported to where you buy it or where you receive it. So fuel is part of the equation, and it is one of those very strategic commodities that that has the ability just to ripple through your whole economy.
Well, I was, you know, like a lot of folk, keen to see how the Easter holiday visitors and traffic was going to be impacted by, you know, we just had days before the first big fuel increase, and it didn't deter tons of people from still coming on holiday from Gauteng down to Ballito.
Yeah.
And
it's nice that we've got it. We're back on the map, you know, in terms of we had our couple of dramas over the last decade, and it just is a destination that works again, you know.
This is the thing. And when you try and sort of benchmark against other parts of the country and sort of compare how we're doing and what we're doing right and what's working, where do you look? I mean, I suppose Knysna is another, on the other side of the country, another sort of coastal community that has a tourism draw to it, and is now seeing a big boom in investment in semigration, property.
Look, I think all of this is driven by the fact that a lot of the smaller municipalities, have become dysfunctional. And people are sort of, driven to go and move to a place where at least you've got the security of, you know, electricity, water, basic services being intact. And also, you know, the dereliction of some of the small towns, like the verges aren't being maintained, the roads are incredibly potholed. And so people tend to, you know, sell up and move somewhere where you feel like you've got a bit of a future, and the world around you is a first world and not a third world. And so, you know, obviously there's that pull away from the smaller towns, which is a pity for the smaller towns, because they're going from a situation of malaise to losing some of their better ratepayers. But it is what it is. You know, there's been a, you know, there are very few municipalities, especially the small ones, that pass any clean audits these days. And I think you can see it in terms of lack of service delivery. So we'll see. And we're the beneficiaries of that in Belito. And in a sense, this is still a well-run show.
I think
it's a good destination. I'm not a big beach goer traditionally, but I've really made a point of it in the last while of going down
good.
To the beach. And
you've got it here.
And every time I do go, I go, jeepers, I really should do this more often. It's quite beautiful.
You should hang out with Seaweed Steve a bit more.
And have a little goof in the sea and so forth. So, yeah, we've got that right on our doors, and it is beautiful, and the weather's great, and the sea's warm and not cold. And so we've got a lot of benefits over the Cape. But the Cape on a beautiful day, a sunny day, is quite magnificent too. So it is a country with a lot of natural beauty.
This is it. But what I'm interested to see is that, according to the latest news I'm seeing in Business Tech, property prices in Knysna have jumped 37% despite the despite the collapse of government services in the small seaside town. According to several experts, in recent months, they've noted that Knysna is on the edge of collapse, with municipalities suffering from service delivery failures and leadership instability and the lack of capacity. The town, Knysna, has been hit with a lack of investment in maintaining and upgrading infrastructure over the past 15 years. A whole host of really bad headlines going along with that. But despite this, average sales values have risen from around 1.97 million in 2022 to approximately 2.7 million year to date in 2026. And this is feedback from Paul Stevens. He's the CEO of Just Property, who said Knysna isn't behaving like a normal distressed town. And he says it's behaving like a lifestyle-driven semigration magnet coastal node, and those markets follow different rules. I would argue that our little bubble is in much better shape, and we also fit that bill of lifestyle-driven semigration magnet coastal node. Mm. And if Knysna is doing as well as it is, in spite of its collapsing infrastructure and governance, then this bodes very well for the greater Belito Salt Rock.
Well, I think, you know, we probably compete with the Cape for Gauteng expats, people leaving the Gauteng district, but we don't compete with them for perhaps people that live in, you know, the Cape and immediately in the interior, because the draw is, you know, the people in the Cape are distinctively from the Cape and they'd like to stay there.
Yeah.
And so Knysna is a good destination for them. And we draw a lot of people out of KZN who want to stay in KZN. And so,
but then,
you know, we're not competing for those people necessarily. We're competing for the guys up in Gauteng. And,
well, this is the thing.
And there, I think, to me, it's a bit of a no-brainer, because it's at the moment a well-run town with lots of development and lots of potential, and also great weather.
Yeah, and I was just...
I don't want to get old. And but my kids are both in Stellenbosch, and I mean, it's been flooding, and there's been cold and rain, and it's miserable, and they're all going, Dad, if we could just come home for a week or two.
This is the story. And just yesterday, I was interviewing the founders of a fantastic local success story, a South African brand called Chris and Ali, that has been really... scooping tons of accolades and attention and award over the last couple of years. A brilliant brand in the beauty and wellness space, skincare space. They've got a phenomenal online shop, a great business that sells curated lines of only the very best international skincare products. They've got one phenomenal flagship retail space that's won a prestigious design award, and that's up in Gauteng. And now they've expanded by opening only their second physical retail space. Where did they choose? Not the Cape. Right here, Belito, the lifestyle center. Yeah. It's opening on Friday. You're invited, Belito. I believe they've got great opening specials and deals. But it's going to be, I mean, that's telling you something. If an amazing operation like that, they do their homework. Where they're going to expand to next? What shows the most exciting prospects? Belito. Hey, come on.
Well, I could buy a car with all the money I've saved on not buying cosmetics. But I'm sure it's good for the ladies in town. And, it is quite telling that their choice after their flagship is Belito, relative to all the places they could possibly have gone. But I think there's an acknowledgement that this town is on fire and there's a lot happening. And, you know, in the development space, it's all starting to move just north of us, and there's lots to come, and it's really going to be quite a destination. It's, It's if you look at the plans that are afoot and you speak to the town planners and that, there's massive development coming. So, yeah, it's quite obvious that we're on an upward trajectory. Hopefully we don't get kiboshed by the international scene or some really bad political calls. But, it just seems like South Africans are really good at just, you know, putting their head below the parapet and getting on with their business and not worrying too much about the winds that are blowing around. And it seems pretty much that this town's on that sort of course.
Well, hey, if you're listening to this and if you're making plans or you've got investors that you want to point towards this part of the world and you need a good attorney on your team to help with the legal side of things, well, Kloppers Inc., based down in the Lower Bolito Village, which is seeing its own renewal and exciting stuff happening. Gavin's got an eye on what's happening in town and his ear to the ground, his finger on the pulse. A good man to talk to. Where can folks connect with you, Gavin?
Yeah, we're down, as you said, down at the Old Bolito Village, which is starting to see a bit of a revamp and long overdue. There's a new building coming up and there's other buildings slated, and I think there's some, even the building that we're practicing in is due for a bit of an upgrade soon. So, we're down there, and probably the best is just to Google Kloppers Incorporated and you'll find amongst the many branches we have, the Bolito branch and our details there.
Super stuff. And, of course, on a Wednesday, a regular chat here on Radio Life and Style, where Gavin shoots the breeze, sips the coffee, and gives you the latest insights into what's unfolding locally and further afield. But Gavin, see, we kept the tone upbeat again for another week. Three in a row. I'm liking this.
Okay, well, let's keep going. You know, it's not always that easy.
No, man, it's we've set the course now, and we'll pick it up again next week.
Okay, cool, Mike.
You heard it on radio.